authenticity is not just about proving that in the worst case scenario, for example, that there's a wine overseas that has been, let's say, for example, it's been doctored or adulterated or there's a counterfeit. It's also about what we call sort of the pretty much the positive side, when people really want some information to say, okay, then I'm making a wine here. How can I establish, using an evidence-based approach, that that what I'm saying here is correct? We had a case where a winery submitted a wine that had come back from a customer, and so the wine, when the wine came back, it wasn't wine as such, but obviously what had happened is that they had put some water and some wine together. The customer said that, you know, there was an issue with the wine. And so what we did is that we looked at that wine, we did some analysis, and because we have what we call samples from the other winery, we can compare those wines and we can establish whether was that wine packed or did something happen to that wine after the wine was sold. And so we were able to establish quite clearly that in fact, once that wine was opened by the consumer, they had put some water in it and they had sent it back to the winery and saying, well, you know, there's a problem with this wine. So we were able to clearly establish that wasn't the case. And so the positive aspect of that is that, for example, then by identifying that problem at that stage, it's really a very, very specific case. It's an isolated case. And so therefore, you don't need to go down the path of, for example, pulling your stocks off the shelf or whatever the sales company wants to do with that wine.
And Con, from the winemaker's end, what can Australian winemakers do to ensure that when it comes to you guys investigating issues of authenticity, that the winemakers have all the information available to you so that it's easier to follow the supply chain?
Okay, well, what we see as the most important aspect is that winemakers really need to have what we call holdback samples. Because, for example, if you have a case where a wine comes back, you can immediately compare that wine with the samples that you have in your winery, for example. And through chemical analysis, you can quite clearly establish what the issue is and where perhaps the case will head towards. Where the science is out and where we really need to do some work going forward is to establish in cases, for example, if we have a producer in Margaret River, and they say, for example, you know, I'm pretty proud of my wine. It reflects the grapes which are made in my vineyard, and it reflects on the regionality of the wines that I'm trying to craft, and I'm really passionate. I'm really proud of these wines. What we can't do at the moment, so for example, if there's another wine, and somebody says, for example, yes, this wine is also Margaret River. We can't, and it comes from different regions. At this stage, we really can't say that with certainty that, you know, this wine does in fact come from Margaret River, or where that wine would come from anywhere in the world. 40% of Chinese consumers who buy and consume imported wine said that they were very concerned about widespread counterfeiting and about purchasing fake wine. So for us, it's a competitive advantage to say that this wine represents the uniqueness of the place where it comes from, and that you know, you're safe and you will always appreciate Australian wine because there is a system in place, there's a regulatory framework which really protects the integrity and upholds the quality of Australian wine.